USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden on his post-State of the Union roadshow, taking his message today to Madison, Wisconsin.
We're building an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, with products made in America, with union labor.
The president talked about how his economic plans are creating good-paying jobs and making America an exporter of goods again. He also highlighted future projects in Wisconsin, receiving funding from his sweeping bipartisan infrastructure law. Vice President Harris is aiming to stop any talk about her not being on the Democratic ticket next year. She told CBS Mornings President Biden intends to run for another term, and she'll be right alongside him if he does. Ukrainian President Zelensky addressing Britain's parliament today. He thanked Britain for its unwavering support of Ukraine.
You were among those very few who had helped before the large-scale invasion began.
Zelensky also using the speech to urge Britain to provide fighter jets to his country to help fight the Russians. Earlier, Britain had said it would train Ukrainian fighter pilots, but stopped short of agreeing to send planes. As the death toll from Monday's earthquakes in Turkey and Syria surpasses 12,000, the hope of finding any more people alive is dimming. Search teams from more than two dozen countries have joined tens of thousands of local emergency personnel in Syria and Turkey. Winter weather, passing of time, and just the sheer scope of destruction making it less likely survivors will be found. Well, COVID's not over, and we still have more work to do to mitigate the virus, so says the director of the Centers for Disease Control.
Though we have made remarkable progress, we also had nearly 3,500 deaths from COVID-19 in the last week. These are our family members, our neighbors and friends and colleagues.
Speaking before Congress, Rochelle Walensky said the CDC is focused on sharing information faster, but she added it can't be done without help from Congress to fund the improvements. This is USA News.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Jeffrey Epstein's banks are trying to dismiss his victims' lawsuits against them, some victims accusing J.P. Morgan Chase and Deutsche Bank of enabling the late financier's sexual abuse. The banks claim they didn't know about any allegations and didn't actively further Epstein's sex trafficking. A lot of money will be bet on the Super Bowl this year.
Over 50 million adults are expected to bet around $16 billion on the Super Bowl. That amount is roughly 20% of the U.S. population and would be a record for the amount of people betting on the big game. This is in part to states like Kansas, Ohio, Maryland, and Massachusetts, who have all launched online sports betting since the last Super Bowl. The money projected for this Sunday's game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs is more than double the amount of money bet on the game last year. Super Bowl 57 kicks off Sunday. I'm Julio Flores.
Fox is projecting a record amount of profits from the Super Bowl and ad revenue after it reported a boost in its quarterly report. The company expected to make around $600 million from advertising on Sunday. The happiest place on earth about to become unhappy for some. Disney CEO Bob Iger is working on a cost reduction plan. He says it will reduce the workforce by 7,000 employees. Lawyers for Alec Baldwin are hoping to disqualify the special prosecutor from the fatal shooting case on the Rust set in New Mexico. Baldwin's attorneys argue Andrea Reeb shouldn't be overseeing the case because she was also elected to the New Mexico House of Representatives in November. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak. She says her gums are irritated. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.